in Colossians 2:6, it talks about, as we have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so also we should walk.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Apparently, there's something interesting about the Christian life that starts with receiving, and we need to keep it going.
But yeah, and I think that's that. The second part is where the walking is where we get in. Keep walking in the receiving? Is that what we're talking about? Keep walking in what?
Learning to walk or to live humbly, dependent upon the provision of God. The same God who gave us Jesus, the Bible says, won't He with Him freely give us all things?
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. How-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how to live out the greatest of all the commandments. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. On this Tuesday edition, we continue our series we began yesterday, The Secrets of a Really Great Marriage. But the how-tos for building a marriage that God intended for you and your spouse are really no secret at all. They're actually found in the Bible. And when we learn how to live them out, how to experience these verses, then we can have the kind of marriage God intended for all of us. Secrets of a Really Great Marriage. Back to David and Teresa Ferguson.
Well, welcome to the Tuesday edition of Great Commandment Radio. And joining me today is my bride of a few decades.
Gosh, that sounds awful.
No, it does. I thought that was going to be a good one. Called
like
you bride?
We're ancient.
No.
We're ancient of age.
This is David and Teresa Ferguson joining me today, talking about secrets of a really great marriage. We really have a great marriage, Teresa.
We do.
We've had some ups and downs. Mm-hmm. We've been challenged along the way, but we've been through the fire. We have, and we've come out on the other side.
Not singed. But
that's right. I've got this image, you know, of the three Hebrew children in the fire.
That's right. That's exactly right.
We've been in the fire.
Two Ferguson children in the fire.
That's right. And on today's program, we're going to be exploring the contrast between healthy versus unhealthy marriages. And what we mean by that is we found ourselves on some slippery slopes at times in some unhealthy patterns. And that's what caused some pain. And as we begin to realize, how do you move from kind of a sense of unhealthiness at times into a sense of healthiness and intimacy? That's been a very important journey for us. And so on today's program, Secrets of a Really Great Marriage, we're going to focus upon some signs that maybe your marriage might need a little, we've got a great friend says,
tune-up.
A tune-up. Could your marriage use a little health tune-up? On today's program, exploring some of those unhealthy characteristics in marriage that we want to be on guard against, and then practically in our teaching session on how to move beyond those unhealthy patterns into a sense of health, intimacy, and abundance in your marriage. Glad you've joined us. Great Commandment Radio. Wonderful to share a little part of our day with you. Teresa, let's talk about some of these ingredients. The first one that we want to be on guard against is what?
Directing our expectations to others.
We direct our expectations toward others.
Now, this one, David, I want you to really talk about this one, because this could be a real fine line of self-sufficiency versus taking from somebody else.
It really can. In other words, the picture we sometimes draw is fact, if my expectations are directed toward you rather than toward God, we're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, one of the journeys that we want to make in our marriage is to move our sense of expectation, our sense of faith, if you want to use that word, not toward you. In other words, if I go around the house expecting you to make me happy, we're in big trouble.
But this is where the fine line is, because I want to expect you to do that. But what you're saying is, when it's totally focused on that person to give it to me, to the point of if they don't give it to me, I'm just defeated.
Yeah. In other words, we're going to be talking about the fact that I've got to direct my expectations toward God. In other words, rather than, as we'll talk later, attack you or demand from you, God invites me to come boldly before Him and talk to Him about my need for abundance. Talk to Him about my desire to be happy. So that one of the first things I'm going to want to do is not be expecting other people to meet all of my needs, to make me happy, but we're going to be talking about directing those expectations toward God. In other words, I don't know if you know this or not, but over the course of these decades, I have occasionally gone before God in a bold way and asked Him to change you.
No.
I have.
Once or twice?
I really have.
Dave.
I don't know if you've ever done that, but I don't even want to know if you have. But I've found that...
Don't tell me.
I have found that it works better if I'll talk to God about our marriage and what's going on, and direct my hopes, my expectations toward Him. And that actually helps free me to become more focused upon giving to you, rather than trying to demand or take from you, we'll talk a little bit about.
That's what the next one is, demanding from others. You would look at me and demand from me what you need, rather than take those expectations to God.
All right, now let's talk about that sign of unhealth. Is there a sense of demanding in your marriage? In other words, now again, don't you?
You may not even realize you're doing it.
That's right. Don't you be laughing up at this one, Teresa, but in the early years, I can remember kind of chasing you around the house, allegedly trying to give you a hug.
Well, or demanding that I grow up before God's ready to grow me up.
That's right. So there was this sense of you're being taken from. You know, it's kind of like, okay, we're kind of demanding here things. So when you begin to find those tendencies in your marriage, that when you're, you know, real quiet and still, there's something inside of you that says, I think I'm trying to demand from this person.
Why don't you hurry up and change?
Yeah. That's a sign of unhealth. What we're going to want to learn to do is to move beyond that sense of demanding and taking, and we're going to learn the freedom of taking initiative to give. One of the most exciting things is that journey away from demanding and taking into the blessing of being able to initiate giving to another person. Beginning to take thought of them, the Bible would oftentimes call it. That's the journey from unhealth to health. Now, let's talk about another sign that we might find out there today that's hindering us from having a really great marriage, honey.
Another sign of an unhealthy relationship would be if we were hiding our needs, not being vulnerable, or attacking that person to have those needs met. Mm.
This one comes right out of the Garden of Eden experience, where what we find in Genesis chapter 3, on the other side of the fall into sin, is we kind of have Adam and Eve beginning to hide in the garden. And so some of us are pretty good at hiding. In other words, we pretend everything's fine, and we keep our emotions and we keep our needs all bottled up. We tend to hide from one another.
Mm-hmm.
And
be self-sufficient.
Sometimes I'm the more of the hider, sometimes in our family, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if we're not hiding, we can sometimes then become...
Hurling,
accusing, attacking, as we say.
Such I'm that the hurler.
In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve are kind of pinned down, there's this sense of blame.
Yeah.
In other words, that sense of Adam beginning to say, look at this woman you've given me.
Throw up your hands and say.
Yeah. Not that I've ever done that. Lord, what woman have you given me here? That's in the Bible. It's the way Adam did it. Yeah, right. And so one of the signs of unhealth you want to look for is this tendency to kind of either hide my needs, my hurt, my wishes, my dreams, or to begin to be attacking and blaming of one another. There's another way. It's called, as the Bible would call it, sharing the truth in love. In other words, for me, moving beyond saying to you, Teresa, you treat the dog better than you do me, to begin to say, no, honey, I'm looking forward to the time when you might be more comfortable just saying I love you. That's beginning to share more of the truth in love. And that's a little better than you treat the dog better than you do me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even have a dog at the time,
right,
I think. Yeah.
Right.
So that's a sign of unhealth. And then the fourth one we're going to be exploring during our teaching segment, a sign of unhealth,
is a selfish taking to make sure our needs are met.
Selfishly taking. And you know what? When we even think about that, selfishly taking, not many of us want to admit that.
No.
You know, in other words,
it's not a pretty picture.
It's not. But some of us are probably a little bit like me. We're sneaky when we're selfish, you know?
You think you are.
That's right. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm not being seen or caught, you know? In other words, that's kind of when we begin to be hinting, you know, that begin to manipulate a little bit. We might begin to procrastinate doing our part of the household chores until my partner notices me, gives me affection. And so a sign of unhealth is when we get into those patterns where there's this sense of taking. And it can be as simple as the mindset that is thinking, well, how long has it been since my partner has, what, said they loved me, initiated sex? How long has that been? That mindset's really a taking mindset. A more healthy perspective would be, how long has it been since I initiated saying I love you? How long has it been since I initiated fun times together? Rather than focus upon what am I receiving, a more beautiful sign of health is what am I giving?
And David, we both know that only when we look at God can we get to the point that we have that healthy thinking.
That's exactly right. And so on today's program, we're going to be exploring this journey in our teaching segment of how we begin to live out our faith in that God in a very real way. The one who thought marriage up, the one who thought it up, has kind of written down in the Bible how to make it work. And when we do it like it's written down, it really does work. That's a part of our Great Commandment Radio journey today. Glad you've joined us. Be sure to visit us, greatcommandment.net. 24/7, you can listen to the program. Download free stuff. We've got a download today that really tracks this picture of healthy versus unhealthy relationships. You'll also find the Intimate Encounters Workbook, which is our resource for the week, along with other things that'll be helpful in your personal study as well as ministry to others. Bless you for allowing us a little of your time today. Back after this.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. You can find out more about Intimate Life Ministries by visiting our website. Find out about Intimate Encounters Workshops. You'll hear a snippet coming up in our next segment of Great Commandment Radio. Find out about our Great Commandment Network of Churches. Churches of different denominations and worship styles literally all over the world sharing a common denominator. Ongoing ministries for marriages, for singles, for parents and leadership. And you can find out about how you can get involved with Intimate Life Ministries. Or you can order your own copy of the Intimate Encounters Workbook, our resource this week. Tell you more about that in our next segment. The bottom line, visit our website. Daily free downloads, radio broadcast, and much, much more. All at www.greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. Into an Intimate Encounters Workshop with Dr. David Ferguson right after this on Great Commandment Radio. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
I pray that these disciples of mine might have my joy.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Honey, I think it's neat that Jesus would actually pray for us to be filled with His joy. You know, we don't...
I think that the disciples could have been a motley crew. Maybe they needed a little joy.
They needed a little lightening up. I've had a concept of Jesus and of God for too many years that He was kind of a celestial killjoy.
Well, that He'd had this solemn look on His face going around,
yeah.
like a woe is me all the time.
He was scowling and shaking fingers. And mm-hmm. Here we've got a Jesus who is wanting our hearts to be filled with His joy.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others. This week we're focusing on how to better love our nearest other in a marriage relationship. That means your spouse. But you know, sometimes in marriages we get so turned around we really can't see the difference between a healthy marriage and an unhealthy marriage. Now, in the Intimate Encounters workbook, they go into a lot more detail, and I'll give you all the details about how to get your copy of the Intimate Encounters workbook at the end of this segment. But for some general ideas on healthy versus unhealthy marriage relationships, let's go now to Dr. David Ferguson and the Intimate Encounters workshop.
There really is a contrast between healthy relationships and unhealthy ones. And you actually have a diagram in your workbook on page 52 that is a contrast of what a healthy relationship looks like and what an unhealthy one looks like. And I want to briefly highlight some of those ingredients. The first one, in fact, Teresa was sharing in her testimony really, that says, where are your expectations being directed? In a healthy relationship, our expectations are being directed toward God. It's God who has said, my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. God may in fact involve my partner. God may in fact work through my partner, but my expectations must be directed toward God. I must give God the opportunity to work in my partner's life. God does a good job of working in your partner's life, and you probably don't do a good job of working in your partner's life. Where are your expectations directed? Are they directed toward God to give you the kind of wife, to give you the kind of husband that He wants? That's where your expectations need to be directed. Rather than becoming demanding, manipulatively, trying to take from another person, where are your expectations? Critically important. Another critical ingredient in a healthy relationship is this issue of what are you doing with your needs, what are you doing with your hurts? What do you do with your needs, what do you do with your hurts? Your tendencies are going to be something like this. Let me kind of characterize the audience. If you end up feeling a little left out, a little irritated, a little upset, you tend to find two key patterns. There's typically about half the audience here today. If something's irritating you, upsetting you, bothering you, you tend to back off and withdraw and kind of hide. Your tendency is to go through life saying, I'm fine. Nothing's the matter. I'll get over it. It's no big deal. Your tendency, if something's irritating you, upsetting you, hurting you, is to back off, withdraw, and kind of hide. Do some of you see yourself in that pattern? There's going to be another group of you that have a tendency that if you're irritated, upset, you're needing something, you're frustrated about something, your tendency is to not suffer in silence. Your tendency is to let that be known. So we've got one over here that whose tendency is to hide. This one is sometimes what we call to hurl. I'm going to hurl words at you or whatever I need at you to let you know I am upset. This person is typically a lot more verbal when they are upset. So on one hand, we've got a tendency to hide. On another, a tendency to kind of attack. Now, I know some of you flip back and forth. You hide long enough, and then you throw grenades. But there's these fleshly tendencies, I think. And I think they really do come right out of the garden. Genesis chapter 3, you remember the first thing Adam and Eve do when they're pinned down is that they first of all go and hide. And then when God kind of presses them, Adam, did you eat of that tree? He begins to attack and to blame. So I think those tendencies are very much a part of our fallenness. But I'd just like to know, how many of you, I know it's overly simplistic, but how many of you would tend to say, yeah, if I'm irritated or upset about something or feeling left out or lonely or something, I tend to kind of back off, withdraw, get quiet, and kind of hide. How many of you tend to do that? Come on, be honest. Okay, us fellow hiders, we need to stick together. All right. Now, how many of you might tend to, if I'm upset, I'm a little irritated, I'm going to kind of let you know it. Okay, I'm going to be, you know, let's fix it. My wife would say, let's nip this in the bud. You know, let's. Okay. Now, with that simple thought, I want you to see how many of you are kind of married to someone different than you are. Just with that overly simplistic thing. Now, I want you to notice that. There's probably 80% of you, and I think this is typically true in most marriages, 80% of marriages, they probably have one who has a tendency to hide and the other one has a tendency to kind of hurl and attack. Then you've got about 10% of marriages. We've got both hurlers. They're both verbal. Those are not quiet marriages. Okay, those are not quiet. And then you have about 10% of marriages. They're both quiet. They're both hiders. Their problems and explosions come out oftentimes much later in the marriage cycle. It's critical to understand that a healthy relationship neither hides nor hurls, but a healthy relationship does what we call share the truth in love. You see, when Ephesians 4:15 encourages us to speak the truth in love, there's basically two ways that we err. One is that I can share the truth but not in love. But there's another way you can err about Ephesians 4:15, and that is to not share the truth.
Dr. David Ferguson from the Intimate Encounters Workshop, a day-long workshop, actually experienced over a series of weeks in churches with our videos on DVD, audio CD, and video cassette. You can find out more and experience the workshop yourself or arrange to have the workshop visit your church. Go to greatcommandment.net to order your copy of the Intimate Encounters Workbook, and every order supports local Christian radio. Now, there's a great marriage. Support local Christian radio and help your marriage by ordering the Intimate Encounters Workbook at www.greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net or toll free 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Final thoughts on healthy versus unhealthy relationships with David and Teresa Ferguson next on Great Commandment Radio. You're married. Things are okay. Or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
In the Luke 10 story, there's a real interesting contrast, and we don't want to do any Martha bashing in this passage.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
But in the passage, Martha is very busy. But as we look at that passage, we also find that Martha is irritated. Martha's frustrated. Martha comes to the Lord with accusations.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't Mary in here helping me? And Jesus rebukes her. And he speaks about the fact that Mary has chosen the better thing.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around.
Well, Teresa, we can trust that our listeners are a little more healthy after today's program in their marriages, we hope. This has been a part of our journey in the secrets of a really great marriage, and we're blessed that you've joined us. Be sure to visit us, greatcommandment.net, for all kinds of fun stuff, free downloads, resources. And Teresa, we want to make sure in these closing few moments that we talk a little bit about tomorrow's program, because this is going to be a great one.
Well, I could almost say that if they have a difficulty with this session today, that they need to listen in on tomorrow, because tomorrow it's talking about, is your childhood really over? So maybe that could be a stumbling block in your life that hinders you from speaking truth and love.
Is your childhood really over? And Teresa, what we have found, amazingly, is we keep running into childhood stuff,
yep,
don't we?
As old as we are, and we're still doing it, yeah.
So on tomorrow's program, is your childhood really over? It's what the Bible calls, it's kind of interesting, leave father and mother, cleave unto one another, and the two of you shall become one flesh. Intimacy in marriage, the secrets of a really great marriage, in a strange way, have something to do with making sure your childhood is over. Tomorrow's program on Great Commandment Radio. Look
forward
to it. Bye now.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries and the co-authors of the Intimate Encounters Workbook. Order your copy today. In doing so, you'll be supporting local Christian radio. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call us toll-free at 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Tomorrow, the how-tos for what the Bible calls leaving and cleaving.
A lot of times we hear some nights, you're just acting like a child.
Now, which one of us has ever said that?
I said sometimes.
People out there, not us.
Were your toes squished on that one, Dave?
Join us for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.